Chapter 35. Terror. Tashkent Hive. It was a snowy night. Out of the steel-cold blackness, blizzards drove in and coated the spires of the vast hive as if they were a range of mountain peaks. Lights twinkled in the vertical city, numerous as the stars. The routines of Adeptus Arbitrator Sector Overseer Esad Wire had been carefully observed for some time. His work at Monitor Station KVF usually ended at around 3 in the pre-dawn shift, and he would return to his habitation on Spire 33456 via an eating house in the Uktepa district, which served food after hours. On this particular day, there were variations. 2 hours into his shift, Wire received a personal transmission via encrypted Vox, a call that lasted only 8 seconds, and which Wire did not contribute to. He merely listened. The nature and content of what he listened to was not possible to ascertain. Presumably, as a result of this transmission, Wire reported to his superintendent that he was ill, the unfortunate flare-up of some chronic condition. He requested, and was granted, permission to leave work early and visit the district Medicaid before returning to his hab. He left the station 3 hours before the scheduled end of his shift, as soon as the relief overseer arrived to cover him. But he did not travel to the district's Medicaid office, nor did he travel home. Instead, dressed in his long brown leather storm coat and carrying a small but apparently heavy bag, he went west through the Commercia district towards the Myrobod transit terminal. The Myrobod terminal served the Transaltai Maglev lines. Approaching the terminal, Wire did not seem to be aware he was under observation or being shadowed. The exterior rail shutters had been opened, and snow was blowing in under the canopy, dusting the concourse. Wire went down 2 levels and then, oddly, walked into the seedy basement section of the terminal where derelicts and low-life individuals congregated. Wire vanished briefly into the dank concrete underlevel of support pillars, garbage, and oil drum fires. Uneasy, Calthro decided it was necessary to act before Wire began to suspect anything. He left his vantage point, dropped down the east wall of the terminal on a microfilament cable, and waited for Wire to emerge from the north end colonnade of the underlevel. When the man in the long brown storm coat reappeared, Calthro pounced. He brought the man down cleanly, broke his back, and snapped his neck. The corpse was face down on the filthy rockcrete floor. Calthro got up and rolled the body over.
"You don't need to pay a poor man to wear a thick coat on a night like this," said Esad Wire from behind Venan's agent.
Calthro turned. He was very fast indeed. The sublaz was already in his hand. He was, as Venan had boasted, a superlative operative, the best in the Inquisition's employ. But as he turned, he was no longer facing Esad Wire, Sector Overseer, Monitor Station KVF, Arbitrator. Beast Cruel met him with a smile. He touched Calthro's right forearm and shattered the bones there. The snub lads dropped out of a useless hand, then Cruel put his right fist in Calthro's face. It went through. Clean through. The knuckle points fractured out through the back of Calthro's skull, jetting tissue and blood with them under considerable pressure. The operative's body hung off the fist, twitching. Cruel jerked his hand back, and it came out gore-slick and steaming. Calthro crumpled onto the floor beside the dead vagrant in the brown coat. More steam rose. Blood pooled dark and glossy. Then it began to clot, and then freeze in the desperate temperatures. Cruel looked down at the body.
"Not bad," he allowed.
He wiped his bloody hand clean on Calthro's jacket, recovered his coat, and picked up his bag. Then he walked away into the frozen night towards the Maglev terminal entrance, whistling an oddly cheerful refrain.